With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. An overnight Supreme Court ruling has temporarily blocked the deportations of any Venezuelans held in northern Texas under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. In a brief order, the court directed the Trump administration not to remove Venezuelans held in the Blue Bonnet Detention Center until further notice. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland is back from El Salvador, where he met with Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the man who was wrongly deported there. He said Abrego Garcia has been moved from a notorious Salvadoran prison to a detention center with better conditions. Van Hollen said this fight is about more than one man.
What this is about is adhering to the Constitution, to the right of due process. That's right. And that's why we say, bring Kilmer home so he can be afforded his rights under the Constitution.
The White House contends the man is a violent gang member. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump is vowing not to cut Medicare and Medicaid programs.
At Friday's swearing-in of Dr. Mehmet Oz as the Medicare and Medicaid Administrator, the president made this promise about those government health care programs.
Just as I promised, there will be no cuts. We're not going to have any cuts. We're going to have only help.
Despite those assurances, a dozen House Republicans have sent a letter to GOP leaders warning they will not sign the upcoming budget and tax cuts bill if Medicaid is sharply reduced. Ken Lormond, Washington.
A second round of talks between Iran and the United States is now underway in Rome. The two sides are discussing Iran's nuclear program. U.S. Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff is meeting with Iran's foreign minister. President Trump has said that Iran must be prevented from developing nuclear weapons. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on new research about the Christian faith.
It comes from the Barna Group, a new poll that indicates 66% of Americans say they have made a personal commitment to Jesus that is still important in their life today. That's up 12% from just 4 years ago. And the report goes on to say that, quote, amongst the biggest drivers of the Jesus resurgence are young generations, particularly Generation Z and millennials. Since the pandemic, they have shown significant increases in commitment to Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
French President Macron says his government will recognize a Palestinian state in coming months. He said his decision is designed to bolster collective security in the region, suggesting that if Palestinians have a state, they will stop attacking Israel. At the moment, Israel is involved in that war with Hamas in Gaza. France is home to the largest Jewish community in Europe. Macron's announcement might be unwelcome. This is SRN News. As the NHL gears up for the playoffs, more fans than ever have been showing up to watch hockey.
The NHL has set another attendance record and surpassed 23 million fans for the first time. The league reported an attendance figure of 23,014,458 over the 1,312-game regular season. That represents 96.9% capacity over 32 teams, with the Canadiens making up the biggest share thanks to 41 home sellouts with crowds of more than 21,000. It's the third consecutive year the NHL has broken attendance records. The four nations face-off in Montreal and Boston drew an average of more than 19,000. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More than 30,000 runners have signed up for this year's Boston Marathon, which takes place on Monday. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.